Hello everyone, and welcome to the ProWrestling.net All Access audio review for the Lucha Underground episode that aired October 26, 2016. We're at Season 3, Episode 8, titled The Gift of the Gods. After this commercial break, for non-members, I'll be reviewing the episode that featured Johnny Mundo vs. Sexy Star for the Gift of the Gods Championship, as well as Dario Cueto trying to find a host for a spirit contained in his magic box. Yeah, that's how Lucha Underground works. Again, that will happen after this commercial break. Now we're back, and let's head into the actual review. This week's intro teaser spotlighted Cage and Tejano in their best of five series, where Cage leads 2-0. Johnny Mundo continues his quest to get back into the main event of Lucha Underground, and we also saw Sami Callihan speaking with his on-screen girlfriend, Ivelisse. This week's episode, like I mentioned, was titled Gift of the Gods, because there was a Gift of the Gods title match in the main event. After that intro teaser, we had Dario Cueto in his office. Said Sexy Star walked in and wanted a title match against Matanza next week. She was cashing in. Dario Cueto said, sure, you can have the match, but first, you have a match against Johnny Mundo. Sexy Star knew this and said that Johnny Mundo would make a good warm-up match. Dario Cueto said he likes seeing that Sexy Star has huevos, and he can't wait. And then Sexy Star responded by saying that she can't wait until Dario Cueto has to announce her as the first female Lucha Underground champion. As Sexy Star left, Dario Cueto talked to himself and said that women don't fare well against Matanza, as his mother can attest to. The history is that Matanza beat Dario Cueto's mom, their mother, their brothers, and that Matanza beat their mother up with the bull that is on Dario Cueto's desk. That was the storyline. Okay, after that intro cinematic, we got back to the temple, and Matt Stryker and Vampiro checked in on commentary. Slapback was the house band for tonight, meaning we were still in that area of tapings. Stryker reminded the viewers that in 3 weeks, Aztec Warfare 3 was happening, and that Matanza will be defending the title in that match. Stryker also mentioned that Matanza might not even be the champion by that time, because the Gift of the Gods is in play. It's their money in the bank, if you will. Vampiro said, if you're a fan of intergender wrestling, you don't have to wait until the main event, because we're having an intergender match right now. Oh, that's interesting. We got two intergender matches tonight. So, the opening match was Marty the Moth Martinez, who was accompanied by Mariposa, versus Ivelisse. The match saw Marty the Moth beating Ivelisse via pinfall in 4 minutes and 18 seconds after planting Ivelisse with a full Nelson slam. After the match, Marty tossed Ivelisse outside. Mariposa and Marty celebrated in the ring as suddenly Sami Callihan came in and gave Marty and Mariposa boots to the face. He followed up by hitting Marty with a boot in the corner. After that, Marty and Mariposa gained a 2-on-1 advantage over Sami Callihan, and Ivelisse ran in and evened the odds. They chased away the heels. After that little segment, Sami and Ivelisse argued a bit, but ultimately, Ivelisse accepted Sami's hug and all was good in the world. That opening match was okay. It was not bad, not great, not terrible. It was good, if I'm going to give it a quality rating. What I do like, though, is the way that they're introducing Sami Callihan to the Lucha Underground audience. They are going to give him a new name soon. I honestly forgot it. I believe it might be Jeremiah something. I forget. I've been to tapings, but those tapings were so many months ago. Yeah, they're setting him up as Ivelisse's boyfriend after Son of Havoc. But I like the way that they're introducing him. They're not having him beat up random luchadors in a bar, or beat up random luchadors in a club, or beat up random generic luchadors in the street, which was the formula for every new character last season. Just have them beat up random generic luchadors. They're taking their time with these new characters. And we haven't seen Sami Callihan have a match yet, but I think things are going to be good. I also mentioned that he does have years of NXT training under his belt, so we might see some of that WWE psychology style in his matches coming up. Just a hunch. After that commercial break after the match, we had another Paul London vignette. We actually got to see Paul London this time. He was in like a dark room or forest or something. He said that he was lost until he followed the white rabbit. London said it led him back to his roots, to his tribe. He said he's not lost, he was found. Then suddenly the words, "They will be here soon," appeared on the screen, which has me thinking that he's going to be a part of a group or something. Like I said, is this going to be Alice in the Wonderland Wyatt family of Lucha Underground? We'll wait and see. They're taking their time. Like I said, London's not beating up random luchadors in Wonderland. He's being built up via these vignettes that have been going on for a while. Sometimes these vignettes do take a long time, though, and you're just kind of thinking, show up already. But okay, we see it's Paul London now. After that vignette, we had Ivelisse and Sami Callihan arguing in the parking lot. Ivelisse said she didn't want him here, and he said he quit taking orders from people the moment he dropped out of high school. Sammy said that Dario Cueto gave him an opportunity to compete in the temple, and he said yes, because it was always his dream to beat people up for money. He said that a couple that slays together stays together. Ivelisse said that's not how it goes. Then Sammy brought up the past relationship with Son of Havoc and said that this is not going to be like her relationship with that other guy. Sammy said the temple can make them stronger. Ivelisse then said, fine. But Dario Cueto was a piece of crap, and if they had to fight, that she will kick his ass. Sammy then said he likes it when she talks dirty to him, and they drove off. They didn't take the camera away from the parking lot, though, because we saw Dario Cueto was behind or to the side of their car. He was walking into Councilman Delgado's limo. The limo with Dr. Claw in it at one time. Councilman Delgado told Dario Cueto that his ascension was now complete. I wonder if the Dr. Claw has ascended now or something. I truly believe that Dr. Claw might have been MVP, Montel Vontavious Porter. As MVP has stated in interviews, but all of a sudden he did get cut due to breaching a contract or something. I forget. It's a video on YouTube that MVP goes into detail about the situation. But apparently the claw guy, I think, has ascended. I'm not sure to heaven or to a magic box or whatever. Dario Cueto said, "Soon the gods will be reunited and no one will stop us." Delgado said that he wondered if Dario has chosen a new host body yet. Dario said he has two in mind. He said they were big, strong, and almost godlike themselves. Delgado then gave Dario a giant, magical, mystical box. Dario said one of these two men might win an opportunity in the next match. Delgado told Dario to get inside. And Dario walked out of the limo with his giant, epic, magical box. Okay. As for that last segment, it was fun. I like this kind of Lucha Underground. As I mentioned in my written review, I like that Lucha Underground is becoming a anime again, a Lucha version of a on-screen live-action anime. We're having what seems like Xehanort from Kingdom Hearts slash Orochimaru from Naruto happening here with this magic box soul transfer reincarnation BS. It's fun. I love it. It also made Cage versus Tejano a little bit more interesting than it would have been. Now they're battling to become the vessel for. I'm not sure if Dario Cueto is the one looking for a new vessel to be immortal, or if Dr. Claw Guy is looking for a new vessel. Where did Nightclaw go? Did he ascend too? I kind of hope Nightclaw stays ascended, because that mask that looked like a panther or something was terrible. Okay, and after the commercial break, saw Melissa Santos in the ring already with the two competitors for match three of the Best of Five Ultimate Opportunity Series. It was Tejano versus, they call him Cage, and Tejano defeated Cage via pinfall in 7 minutes and 35 seconds to get the first win in the Ultimate Opportunity Series. Tejano won with a roll-up. One thing that they are pointing out a lot on commentary is the stamina of these two wrestlers. I wonder if that has to play into the whole soul transfer thingy, or if it's a reason, if it's something they're trying to utilize to give Cage and Tejano reasons for their losses. I was wondering if it's a way to protect them both. But the match was good. It wasn't as good as the first two matches, but Tejano picks up his first win. I mentioned that in most pro wrestling, best of five, best of seven series, you usually have the one person getting a 2-3-0 lead, and then the other person comes back to kind of stretch this thing out. I wonder if that's the route we're going. It seems like that's the route we're going, which is fine. That's how you do pro wrestling best of five series. It would be interesting to see if they broke the mold, though, with Cage winning the next match, that we had our first 3-1 series in pro wrestling. Who knows? But at least they have Tejano and Cage doing something now. Remember, last season they were one of the four unique opportunity guys, along with Mac and Son of Havoc, the four guys that Lucha Underground forgot about. Now they didn't forget about them. They're doing something. And now they're battling for a soul in a box to get inhabited by a spirit. I did also mention in my review that if you did want a more pro wrestling reference as opposed to my usual like Naruto or video game references, this is like how Matt Hardy talks about his pet giraffe having the soul of George Washington. It's that whole mess where you like have these souls that inhabit people in our earth. Yeah, believe in broken Matt Hardy if you don't believe in Naruto and stuff. Before we get into the main event segment, I would like to remind you that this is on the All Access side this week, but most of the time to hear this Lucha Underground review, as well as our Raw, SmackDown, ROH, Impact Wrestling, what am I forgetting? Pay-per-view. We have all of the pay-per-views, from WWE pay-per-views to the two TNA pay-per-views that happen. We also have Progress Pro Wrestling reviews. We have the Pretentious Pro Wrestling podcast with Jake Barnett and Will Pruitt. We also have lots of things. The .NET Weekly Show, where we have a weekly co-host, where Jason Powell co-hosts weekly with either one of the .NET staffers or some guests in the pro wrestling industry. We had Seb Coulter on a couple weeks ago. We also had Jim Ross here on occasion. We had Lucha Underground executive producer Krista Joseph on to elaborate over Lucha Underground and WWE matters. We have a lot of things. So make sure you check out prowrestling.net. We have two options, or not just two. You can sign up for our month-to-month option, which will run you about $7.50 a month. Or you can take us up on our annual option, which will bring that down to about $5.50 a month. Here and there, like maybe once or twice a year, we will give you like a month for like a dollar. So make sure to check those out. But the .NET membership, totally worth it for the audio alone. You also get ad-free membership to our website, so you get to see our website without the ads. You also get to participate in the forum, where you get to just chat with us directly if you have any questions or would like to just post awesome pro wrestling posts with an awesome group of people. We're trying to get that big thing back up and running. But yes, as I mentioned, make sure to check out ProWrestling.net membership side and just get a ton of audio and amazing pro wrestling coverage. Now back to the Lucha Underground audio review. After the commercial break, we had Dario Cueto admiring a blue glow from the magic box that he gained. It was kind of like in Pulp Fiction where they were looking at the yellow glow in the briefcase. Suddenly, Rey Mysterio entered and he walked in. Dario was afraid that Rey was giving his 2 weeks' notice, but Rey told Dario that he was hoping that Dario will force Chavo to give his 1 week notice. Essentially, what Rey was doing here, he was asking Dario for a loser leaves Lucha Underground match for against Chavo Guerrero for next week. He said he was just sick and tired of Chavo. Aren't we all? But yeah, so next week we have a main event. It's Chavo Guerrero and yet another main event. But it's fine. It's a career versus career match. Rey versus Chavo. I assume Chavo will lose because like they're gonna use Rey for now. Maybe we get a screwy finish. I don't know. This episode was tough with screwy finishes. Like I said, speaking of screwy finishes, we had our main event. It was Sexy Star versus Johnny Mundo in a Gift of the Gods championship match. The match had lots of interference. We had a ref bump. We had several ref bumps. We had two refs getting bumped. As I mentioned in my written review, this reminded me of bad TNA. The only thing that was missing was Jeff Jarrett running out there with a guitar. Okay, we had PJ Black and Jack Evans running out there with air guitar, so I guess that counts. They do this cornball air guitar sound effect that just makes them seem very 3MB-ish. It's not a main event. But the match saw Johnny Mundo, like, once all the dust settled, the Mac kept Jack Evans and PJ Black on the outside. Johnny Mundo pulls out some knuckle dusters, the good old brass knucks, which Matt Stryker referenced. It was what William Regal used to do. The power of the punch. The power of the punch. That was William Regal's special in his finisher in WWE for the longest time. So, as I mentioned, Johnny Mundo defeated Sexy Star via pinfall in 11 minutes and 29 seconds to become the new Gift of the Gods champion. After the match, Vampiro said that this was terrible. That Vampiro said this was terrible, the way that Mundo won the title. And for some reason, Matt Stryker, who is usually the babyface in things, gave Johnny Mundo credit for, like doing what it takes to become the new champion. Matt Stryker sometimes. He's better this season, but that's mostly due with Vampiro covering him up. So after that, you had everyone, Mundo celebrating, and the credits rolled. But wait, there was more. We got a post-credit scene. Backstage, Prince Puma was beating up a training bag with his fists and a wooden stick. He was doing Wing Chun on the bag, I assume. Either out of Krav Maga. When you use sticks like that, it's usually Krav Maga, maybe with knives. Vampiro walked in and said that Puma should be proud of himself. Vampiro said that beating Mill last week was the good first step, but only a first step. He said that Puma is not done with Mill and asked if Puma remembered what Mill did to Conan. Puma said he didn't forget the things that Vampiro said about Conan as well. Vampiro said that he did hate Conan, but he was not the person who stuffed Conan in a casket, sending him to an early grave. That was Mil Muertes. Vampiro said that in order for Puma to reach his true power, Puma will have to do the same thing to Mil Muertes. Vampiro said he hated Conan, but he always respected Puma. Puma went back to punching the training bag, and the show ended. I already went into what I thought about the main event match. It was weird. There was ref bumps. There were refs getting beat up by Johnny Mundo and the Worldwide Underground, yet there was no disqualification. Marty Elias established that there should have been disqualifications when he tried to pull away the chair from Johnny Mundo, but there was no bell called. We also, re if you remember, there was a trios title match like a couple months ago. I believe it, I forget it. Yeah, it was in season two where Prince Puma got disqualified for getting a low blow on Johnny Mundo or one of the guys. So this was odd. It reminded me of bad TNA. I review TNA shows now, and now those shows are pretty good. But ref bump finishes with lack of consistency in the rules. Whatevers. It was also pretty disappointing seeing the two wrestlers involved. Sexy Star has gotten really good after a disappointing season one. Season two, season three, she has had some really amazing to good matches. Her matches with Taya and Jack Evans were really good. And Johnny Mundo's a world-class athlete. He can do everything. He's like a human parkour ninja. So Mundo usually has a good match with everyone, and not to say this match was bad, it was just disappointing. Hopefully they get a rematch out of this somehow, and this wasn't their only match. Let's see where they go. My favorite part about those last couple minutes, though, was the Vampiro post-credits cinematic. Vampiro is important again. He is not in sex dungeons beating up Pentagon with ropes and hot wax. That was odd, whatever the hell that was. Vampiro is important again. Like back to where he was in season one. And they're not repeating the whole Pentagon Jr. Vampiro master angle. Vampiro is trying to sneak into the role that Conan played and doing a decent job at it. He's not playing the Palpatine Dark Lord role, or at least he's trying to infiltrate Puma's mind and making him think that that he's no longer this Dark Master anymore. But little things here and there, you saw Vampiro do like a little twitch to show that there is that still dark part of Vampiro, but he's also trying to play the mentor role to Prince Puma. It's obvious that he's trying to drag Prince Puma to the dark side, if you will. But so far, so good with this new Vampiro storyline, and it's great that Vampiro is important again and playing this role really well. The only one thing that they're missing is bringing back Ringside with Vampiro. That was a good segment in Lucha Underground. It helped get all these wrestlers in a sit-down situation and exposit things that they would never have given exposition to otherwise because they don't give too much promo time. But luckily in season three we have plenty of cinematic time, so who can complain? This was a good episode of Lucha Underground somewhat. It wasn't bad. It was okay. There was lots of developments like the return of anime-like storylines to Lucha Underground. We had Sami Callihan and Paul London get more development. We also had a new GIF of the Gods Champion in a somewhat disappointing match. Again, make sure to check out prowrestling.net, our members option. And if not, we give you plenty of audio and stuff to read on the non-member side. But just know this, that the membership side is totally worth it. I was a ProWrestling.net member before I became a staffer, and at only $7.50 a month. Totally worth it for hours and hours of audio and analysis on pro wrestling. Not just WWE, but Lucha Underground, Ring of Honor, and TNA. We cover it all. Again, thank you so much for listening along, and have a nice week and or weekend. Goodbye.